asked me last night on Nunam and Bees, he asked me about Rabbanon made a takono. The Anshei Chazadelo fasted 24 fasts. But by the way, why 24? Chof Dalet Sforim of Tanakh. So he asked me why do they make such fasts that they shouldn't become Ashirim? That they shouldn't stop working, right? Because if they become Ashirim and stop working, instead, how do they know they wouldn't have the opposite effect? That this job is not for us. We can't make money in this job. So Tesis asked that question. You mechavim to Tesis. The second to last Tesis. Tesis says, "Kaisvei tzvarim oimeri b'shem rivo the davka ha'kaisvim kidei limkor alehen bikshu." Who do they ask that they shouldn't become rich? The ones that write in order to sell. There's never going to be a shortage of people that want safras, that want stam. Like we learn in the price over here, them and their merchants. But stam seifrim that are helpful to bali batim, They help them with their tefillin, and they write for them mezuzis and things like that. The private ones, they never ask about those. Shloi hoyu mekapchim parnasason. We know this is a famous concept in Chazal. Torah is very, very, very machbid on people's parnasa. Very machbid. So Chazal wouldn't have fasted 24 tanesim in order that they shouldn't have schar. These people, no. Not mekapeach parnasa from them, hold back parnasa, no way. So those private people, they shleim tu kokach leistaker. Those people, they didn't ask about it. They were asking specifically about those that, like, you know, make it into a business. And I saw more, the Ben Yehoyada says even more than this. Ben Yehoyada says, Ben Yehoyada says like this, he says, you know who we're talking about? He says that we're talking about the Tagrim. We said the merchants. They're the people that buy from the Seferim, and they bring it to the whole world. They're the ones, they're the merchants in the marketplace. They're the ones who travel with it and get it out there and find, you know, buyers. Yeah, they're wholesalers. They're the big shots, right? The Seferim and the small guys riding. So they didn't ask on the Seferim, they asked Afka on the Tagrim, on the merchants. The Tagrim, Tagrim, right? Now, why is that? Because if they become rich, then they're not going to be interested in traveling the world. Right? It's a big tircha for them to travel the world to get the svarim all around. Once they get the money, they'll sit back and relax. What do I have to travel for? Right? So that's what they're asking for. And he has another teretz, another beautiful teretz. Also, the Ben Yehoyada, he says that they didn't want the tagrim to become like the wholesalers of fruit. What do the wholesalers of fruit do? In order to get the prices higher, they fix the supply and demand. What do?
This is what I thought.
That they keep it in their warehouses.
So they're depriving the public of what...
Exactly.
So that's what I was...
They hold it back. This way the prices go up, and then they... So they didn't want that with safras. So therefore, they made it that they need every single one to sell. So they're always going to be constantly selling. They can't stock up. They have to be able to sell.
But in a sense, if the clown knows that you're not going to be driven by greed at the end of the day, and the average person...
Not going to make money. There's always people in jobs that don't make so much money.
No, this is affidavit. No, you went into it thinking he's going to hit it.
Okay, so you have a guy who...
Nobody goes into a line...
So you have a guy who's very... He's very clean, he's very artistic, and he's not making money anywhere else. He'll become a safer. Or a stammer guy, lishmo. We have people that do lishmo. That's come out to the people that do today. They're not making money on safras. You see anybody making real money on safras? So the safrim are, they make parnasa from it, you know? They're very happy. They get to learn, they get to be busy with mitzvahs and getting people to do mitzvahs. Okay. That was Tosis. So we left off. So now we're getting into that brisa which we were just mentioning, about six lines up on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan and Nunam Beis. Kosvei Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos. The people who write Tefillin, Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos, Sifrei Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. That's the stam, right? Hein v'tagrei metagrei tagrei in them, their merchants and their merchants' merchants, v'chol ha'oiskim melecha shemayim, anyone who's busy with these matters that are melecha shemayim, at least who including, when we say a general statement, and anyone who's involved in melecha shemayim, zokte b'raisa li'isuye mechri tcheles, the people that sell tcheles for tzitzis, Rashi tells us. Einan roin simen brach lo'olam, they will not see a simen bracha. But if they are Eisle Shmo, so then they will be Royim. They could see a Simen Bracha. Rashi says, the Einan Royim, Kidam Moron, like we said earlier, Shem Tiashulo Yu Asukim. They won't be busy with it. Him Oiskin Shmo, Rashi says, Liyo is a mitzvah mitzuyo. They want that people should have the mitzvahs, the Tzrichim, the people that need it. Royin, they will see a Simen Bracha. The Hoyo Shmo Oisin, Loyanichu Beshvil Ashron. They won't leave it alone. If they're doing the Shema, what's their motivation for being in this line of business? So that people should find Sefer Torah, Mitzvahs, and Tefillin. So if they become rich, are they going to stop? No. They're doing the Shema. They still want the same motivation. So therefore, they didn't fast on these people. They fast on the people that are the Shema. Why not?
Imagine if it was the reverse. If the Chum guaranteed you're going to become a millionaire if you go into this, everybody would be going into it. They would have the biggest distribution in the world. And if you wanted to retire because, okay, now I have wealth, the next person's going to step in. I'll be happy to take that mantle. So I don't completely get this. Right? Somebody has 100, he wants 200.
So the Ben Yoyodo, the second tier of the Ben Yoyodo, makes sense. They didn't want that they should become such merchants, that should be such a marketplace like oil. Look at oil embargoes. I mean, it's terrible, right?
Right.
You have these people in charge of oil and they do whatever they want. And look at commodities. Look what happens to commodities. These are things we need.
Right.
And they make a whole market out of it.
Right.
The government's busy trying to control them, right? So the Chum, many, many years before, they saw this. Okay, let's look at more weiter. Five lines up on the bottom. B'nei Baisham, the people of Baisham, Nohu Deloy Havu Azli Mitzur Letzida Memalei Shabbat. They had a minig in their families, we'll see in a moment, that they wouldn't travel from Tzur to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, and I think Daf Yotes says that you're not allowed to be maflik besvino within 3 days of Shabbos, but Tzur Letzidon, it says it's mutter and even on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because it's so close. These people had a, now it's not clear in the Gemara what it is. I think Pashat Rashi learns, we'll see in a minute, that we're talking about not talking about traveling, we're talking about being busy with the market on Erev Shabbos. Not nothing to do with traveling so much. But the way the Rabbeinu Chananel learns it, on the bottom line of the Rabbeinu Chananel, and also the Marashah learns this way, is we are talking about traveling, being mafli b'yam, which is funny why it's coming over here after the Hemshech of Agamoro, just talking about being busy with things. I mean, okay, so this is talking about traveling on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Let's see what they say, and then we'll see what Rashi and the other ones say.
And when he says this, he means after, I don't want to say chatzos, but
so the Gemara says Mali Shabbato. Now, before we use Lashon Mali Shabbato, we weren't sure either, and we could learn it that it just means after Mincha, but the Masha also wants to learn it. It's talking about the whole Friday.
Why should it be? I was thinking. Why should it be a problem on Friday before
Mincha?
See, by Erev Pesach, something's happening already. By Mincha.
So it's mashma that it's only going to be a chumrah, and what's the chumrah? The way the Marshal learns that the chumrah is, I want to have more time for Achana Shabbos. The Gemara does say that people were makbid to do some work on Thursday and do things bashkama. So it's a chumrah in Achana Shabbos. I'll be done early and everything will be done, but everything's done. That's a milah. So I don't know over here. It says Mali Shabbat, it says Erev Shabbos. It doesn't say what time Erev Shabbos. Also, Benayu Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So the kindelach of these people that had this minig, they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amru loy, they said Rabbi Yochanan, I've host in Efshalu. Anan loy Efshalon. Mahu, that's the Bachez. They said our fathers were rich. They were able to take off a day. See, people are rich. They work less. However, we need the parnasa. So what's the story? What's the story? So what did Rabbi Yechonah answer? Then Amar Lahu, "Va'kiblu aviseichem aleihem, shenemar shema b'ni musar avich v'altita shesimecho." Said, "No, you have a minig aviseichem biyodeichem, a minig from your fathers not to work this way, even though the reason then wasn't a gap, but now it's like, yeah, you want to work. Still, the fact is that you have a minig, and you have a minig, you have to stand by it." It says, "Shema b'ni musar avich v'altita shesimecho." So don't just abandon your father's ways, even though it's only a chumrah. So meaning in your family, you have to do it. So Rashi, Mitzur l'tzidin. Rashi says Yom Hashuk shel tzidin be'erev Shabbos. The market day was on erev Shabbos. Behem achmir malatzman shelo li'botel mitzorich Shabbos, and they were machmir themselves not to disconnect themselves from mitzorich Shabbos. From Rashi, it's mashma clearly they were talking about before the Isser. If you learn, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, that Ein Reis and Bracha from Mincha meant Isser, so this is Lahachmir al Atzman, this was extra.
Machmirim.
Yeah, they're Machmirim, so L'chair means for that man. Before that man. Now, the Rabbi Chananu says, on the second to last line, Rabbi Chananu, if you have it there, yeah. Upirish b'yishalmi, ki lefarish b'yom shalu. They're asking about going out on the Yam. Why did he say no, you're not allowed to do it? Because he thought that it's Isser to go into the Yam HaGadol on Erev Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Chananel is trying to say that Lemaisa to go in the Yam HaGadol from this place to that place is not a problem. It was just that Rabbi Yechonon thought there was a problem, so therefore he told him not to. But really, there wouldn't be a problem for them to go mitzvah l'tzidah.
He didn't answer them that you can't go in the Yam. That's a takona. He answered them the
Kabbalah. He says, so the Rabbi Yechonon is learning from the Yerushalmi that what he was saying to them was, because there's a problem of going to the Yam, that's why your fathers didn't do it.
Oh.
That's the way Rabbi Yechonon learns it. Now, not everyone learns that way.
In other words, they had the mistake.
The fathers, yeah. That's the way the Rabbeinu Chananel is learning. Mashal over here is learning differently.
So the whole thing was based on a mistake.
That's
still, they have to accept it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see now. That's next Gemara. That's really the next Gemara. Two Gemaras. No, the next Gemara. Next Gemara is about mistakes also. So we have to put it together. We have to see over here what it is. Marsha doesn't say it over here. It's not the Marsha. Rishalmi that the Rabbeinu Chananel is quoting is asking, why didn't they ask Chacham to do a Torah Shadorim? The parents took out a nether.
You mean now that they got this Chachak?
Yeah, they, on the parents. The parents had a nether and they want to be matter. So he answers, the Rishami answers, that, right, the Rishami's going to answer that it wasn't a minig, that they held, or Rabbi Yechonon held, like Rabbi Huda, that it's also to be mafli gana svino on Erev Shabbos. It's not, you know how they were.
Hoping to be mafli.
Yeah. Okay, I have to see more. Let's see the Argamar Vayit. Bnei Chayzoi. The people of Chayzoi, before we had the women of Chayzoi, of Mechuzah, now we're talking about the men. Noagi the Mefarishi Chalame Aroizo. They had a minig to take challah from rice, Rashi's Eiritz. Oh, I'm sorry, we mixed the one Rashi. Have absolutely limanam and shuk shirim hoyu. They were Ashirim, so they're able to take off a day. We're not. Also, Va'amruli, on the bottom line, Rav Yosef, so he came to Rav Yosef. Someone reported this. Amalahu, Nechla Zor Bapai. This is such a mistake. Let them go, right? Truma, Chalo, which is true, as in Truma, only by a Kohen. So he wanted to show them this is totally silly. So he said, have a Zor go and eat this Chalo that they took from the rice. Have a Zor eat it right in front of them to show them that they're wrong. Correct, Abaye, Isra Abaye, Dvorim Amutorim Vachayim Nagaba and Isser. When you have something that's Mutter Be'etzer, but people were Noig and Isser in it, so Iyat Torah Shayla, Tirim Efneim. Now to do what you just did. you're saying that the Oires is mutter. Okay, you're saying the Oires is mutter, but what you did to say that a Zor should go eat in front of them, that's mamish the case of Bor Mamutorim, and other people are a Negosi, you're not allowed to be matter in front of them.